book when it comes out in the next months, Muskism, A Guide for the Perplexed. Quinn Slobodien is professor of international history at Boston University. We thank you so much for being with us. On Monday, February 23rd, Democracy Now! Is celebrating our 30th anniversary at Riverside Church in New York. Nermeen and I, as well as Juan Gonzalez, who's flying in from Chicago, will be there with hopefully you. Guests will include Angela Davis, Naomi Klein, the Nobel Prize-winning Maria Ressa, the great Michael Stipe, and the jazz legend Wynton Marsalis, Masaba Butoha, hooray for the riffraff, and so many more. You can go to democracynow.org for more information and tickets. That's democracynow.org. I can't wait to see you there, Nermeen.
Me too.
And a very happy 15th birthday to one Arthur Alcoff. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this, too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Mando.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody,
and welcome to another chilling episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are shoveling out from under the snow. I am Mando Richard, and we've got a great show lined up for you. We've got a set of Bob Dylan covers, we've got some snow songs, we've got the usual liquored up stuff, we've got gospel stuff. Let's get things underway right away. Here comes Riley Puckett, along with Clayton McMitchin on the fiddle. From back in 1928. Patty, won't you drink some cider?
You be the horse and I be the rider. Go to Betty Watson's and get some cider. Patty, won't you drink some? Patty, won't you drink some? Patty, won't you drink some good old cider? Thank you. Patty, won't you drink some? Patty, won't you drink some good old cider?
Call out your name. I was wandering around my bed. I called out your name. I called out your name. I called out your name.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is John Previty. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard.
was a great hero. The song was written by Peter LaFarge. It's our latest recording on Columbia. We don't try to be too commercial with our recordings, but if you'd like it, it's Columbia record number CL12834. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian we should remember well. From the tribe of the Pima Indian, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to fight back down again. And when that fight was over, and when Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Then Ira started drinking hard. Jailed was often his home. There they let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in a land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him Drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him Drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is flying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Closed down the Liquored Up set with Johnny Cash doing the Ballad of Ira Hayes back at the Newport Folk Festival back in 1964. And in the background, while I'm talking to you, you're listening to Tommy Emmanuel and David Grisman do Zorro's Last Ride from a record they put out in 2017 called Pickin'. Let me tell you what else was in our Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program. We began with Riley Puckett and Clayton McMitchin on the fiddle doing Patty, Won't You Drink Some Cider from back in 1928. Then Bobby Bear did his classic I Was Drunk. And then after the PSA, you heard from Dan Tominski doing Whiskey Drinking Man, a single from an album he put out in 2024 called Live at the Ryman. And then, as I said, the last thing we heard was Johnny Cash singing about the Ballad of Ira Hayes and how he was more than, quote, just a drunken Indian, unquote. Yeah. Next, we've got a young lady from Washington State named Elise Levy. She was supposed to appear on the show today, but the weather disrupted her travel plans. So we're going to let her sing from her 2023 record a little longer. A song I really like a lot called How Many Waltzes Is Too Many Waltzes. Here's Elise Levy.
many waltzes is too many waltzes, and how many glasses of wine will get you to weeping and prevent you from sleeping and comfort you when you've been crying? How many
we gotta have peace to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy true in our hearts with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice, the world knows and there's no choice. We're begging to save the children, the little ones who just don't understand. Give them a chance to live their lives and purify the land. People hear us through our voice, the world knows there's no choice. People in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. Give us all an equal chance, it could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we got to have peace. To have peace, to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy true in our hearts with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice, the world knows there's no choice. The people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. Give us all an equal chance, it could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we've got to have peace. We've got to have peace, y'all. Yeah.
Cause it's the only way to start.
In the background, you're listening to guitarist Jake Eddy and banjos Victor Furtado, along with Jake's brother Carter on the bass, to a Latin-sounding song they made up called Frank and Shirley. And that's from their 2023 record, Jake Eddy Meets Victor Furtado. And that's what you'll listen to while I tell you about that previous set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. We start off with Elise Levy doing How Many Waltzes Is Too Many Waltzes from her 2023 record A Little Longer. Then Linda Sussman gave us Let Freedom Ring from her new record Don't Drink the Poison. Then Mavis Staples gave us We Got to Have Peace from her newest record, which came out last year, called Sad and Beautiful World. Then Cassandra Kobinski and Sawyer Fredericks gave us Burn It Down, a song that Cassandra wrote, and I got that from Cassandra's website. And that leads us up to Jake Eddy and Victor Furtado. As I mentioned, Elise Levy was supposed to be in the studio with us today, but got hung up in airplane problems thanks to the snow. So I'm just going to play another song from one of her recordings. This is from her 2024 record, Memorandum, and which was all self-recorded, home-recorded. That's a song that she played the piano on called Is It Strange? Here again is Elise Levy.
And it strange that I don't want to be told that I don't need somebody else to make me happy? Instead, why don't you ask me if I'm go.
Diego in Detroit, engine and transmission, commerce and ambition, changing the tradition. Diego in Detroit, far away from Mexico, show the way. While sun is rising, newborn baby crying, Diego in Detroit. Southwall as tech mother, each worker is your brother, waiting for each other, Diego in Detroit. Far away from Mexico, go. chaplain on the big screen. Images she's never seen. Frida somewhere in between Diego and Detroit. Paid to paint a picture, Diego in Detroit. Far away from Mexico, show the way.
I certainly hope you enjoyed that eclectic set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program, depending on where you are hunkered down under however many inches of snow you got. In the background, you'll listen to Carrie Bell, one of my favorite Chicago blues harp players, play 85% from his 1988 record Harp Slinger. And now, let's talk about that last set of music. It began with Elise Levy doing Is It Strange from her 2024 record Memorandum. Then we went back to 1979 for one of my favorite versions of an old Louvin Brothers song, I Don't Believe You've Met My Baby. This one by Mary McCaslin and Jim Ringer from their album Bramble and the Rose, which, as I said, came out in 1979. Then we heard something new from Steve Camp, Let the Past Go. That's from Steve Camp's record Neighbors in an Age of Rage, which came out in January of 2026. And then we heard from Eric Brace and Tom Jutz doing Diego in Detroit from their 2025 record Circle and Square. Well, don't you all go anywhere, because after the station break, we'll be back with more great music on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program.
This is DJ Firefly, and you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD Newark, Delaware, WUTC Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, and WMCK.FM, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Nancy, are you sober?
I am. Are you?
Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh.
All right, everybody, listen up. I got an announcement here from the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. That's the Allegheny County Emergency Management Council. Are you in an emergency? Call 911 if you can. Now text if you can't. Now, Southwestern Pennsylvania wireless customers can send an SMX text message to 911 operator from a mobile device when they can't place a phone call. This feature allows people with hearing or speech impairments, as well as those in situations where it's unsafe to speak, on the phone to contact 911 operators. If you text 911, only send text messages. Multimedia files cannot be received by 911 operators. In the to field, enter the numbers 911 and the message. Include the address, location of the emergency, and type of help needed, such as the fire, the police, the ambulance. Click send. Be prepared to answer questions and follow instructions from the 911 operator. If you need to, place your phone on silent so as to not alert the intruders. Remember, do not text and drive, and use 911 services only in an emergency. Use an agency's regular phone line for a non-emergency call.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined